dummy. You big dummy. You big dummy. See what you did? Oh, no. You big dummy. You dummy.
Yeah. That's right. It's time for You Big Dummy. Our weekly look back at real news stories of dumb people doing dumb things. And we picked the dummiest with the help of the great Fred Sanford. Dummy number one, dummy number one, dummy number one. A man has been arrested after attempting to steal a police officer's phone while inside a police station. Footage of the incident Wednesday shows the man unplugging a phone, charging on a table at a police station, and putting it into his pocket. The man tries to leave, but discovers that he's locked in the office and throws the phone on the couch. The man originally complained to the police station to complain about an employment agency and decided to steal the phone to make up for the money he lost, said the investigators.
And for every dummy, there's a dummy. One dummy ain't enough in this house. You gotta bring home super dummy.
Dummy number two, dummy number two, dummy two. A would-be thief on Halloween was scared off by a talking sculpture of the Bride of Dracula. Security footage shows a man apparently trying to steal the human-sized Bride of Dracula decoration near the front door of Sherry Pelt's home in Titusville. What the thief did not realize was that the mannequin lights up and talks when someone touches its bouquet of fake flowers. The video shows the man feeling the house at high speed as soon as the decoration begins to make spooky sounds. I thought it was pretty funny that he got scared, Pelt said. I don't even know if his underwear was clean when he got home. I mean, he took off like a bat.
But if you and Rollo are going to be in the movie, I got the perfect name for it. Super Dummies. There's something for you right here. Want it. Dummies.
Dummy number three, dummy number three, dummy three. The head of the University of New Mexico's Gallup campus is under fire for spending $7,000 on Bigfoot-related pursuits. Dr. Christopher Dyer organized a two-day on-campus Bigfoot conference in February, followed by a Bigfoot expedition, costing taxpayers more than $7,000. UNM paid for advertising, meals, guest speakers, airfare, and per diem. Self-professed Bigfoot expert Dr. Jeff Meldrum was paid $1,000 plus expenses. The other guest speaker, Robert Kreider, was paid $500 plus expenses. Dyer noted that the conference was well attended. However, after the conference, Dyer and some of his companions went to the desert searching for Bigfoot. No students or faculty went on the expedition, but KRQE found UNM paid for the expedition. Dyer said that he and his companions did not spot Bigfoot, but they did see habitat. However, University President Robert Frank was not happy. This type of expedition that just took place was not appropriate and will not occur in that manner again.
Won't be long before we'll hear the pitter-patter of tiny dummies around the house. I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y, period.
Dummy number four, dummy number four. A rapper whose songs include Sell Drugs, with a Z, Sell Drugs, has been charged with selling drugs in Pennsylvania. 29-year-old Michael Persaude performs under the name Montana Mills, with a Z. Montana Mills. The local district attorney says Perso and a female accomplice sold drugs to an undercover police officer during a month-long investigation. The district attorney says police raided the couple's hotel room and found more than 2 ounces of heroin worth $11,500. They remain jailed, and online court records don't list an attorney for Perso.
Dummy. La-dee-dee, they la-dee-dum is dummy. Just Donna and me, and the dummy makes three.
Dummy number five, dummy number five. Dan, you maintain this is actually a real story.
Proven by multiple sources.
Okay, proven by multiple sources, this is a true story. If you're going to cheat on your wife, make sure not to do it in front of your parrot. That's the lesson one man learned after a parrot accidentally exposed his alleged affair with a housemaid. His wife, whose name was not given, had suspected her husband had been engaging in relations with the housemaid. And according to the Arab Times, the parrot started to repeat flirty phrases in front of his wife. The wife, who lives in Kuwait, demanded police arrest her husband as adultery is illegal in that country. Police declined to press charges, but are investigating further.
Have you ever seen him act?
I've been watching him act all his life. Like a dummy.
All right. We have to vote. I don't know if Vic is available. We'll see if Vic is available. He's not available. Okay, he's working. All right, we got to vote. Okay, the dummy who tried to steal the cop's phone from a police station, the dummy who got scared by the Bride of Dracula sculpture he was trying to steal, the dummy who spent $7,000 on a Bigfoot conference exhibition, the dummy rapper who has a song called Sells Drugs and was caught selling drugs, and the dummy whose parrot gave up his affair. Dan?
Bride of Dracula.
Bride of Dracula. Okay, for Halloween. Esmeralda?
I'm going to go with the Bride of Dracula.
Okay. I'm also going to go with the Bride of Dracula. So our dummy of the week is Mr. I'm Scared of the Bride of Dracula.
Why was he going to steal it?
I don't, because it was probably cool.
And then he got scared of it?
He got scared of
Aww.
It. Because it came to life.
Poor buddy.
Yeah. Poor guy. All right. And by the way, if you want to read a drunk dummy story, you can just send off your info to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right. News is coming up next. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck. F-bomb.
Out of context, context, context. Context, context. What's up? Tell them where you're from. Straight out of context, 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 context.
Morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, here till 5 a.m. as we are every weekday morning. Dave Plyer filling in for Steve Grzanich, the opening bell at 5, and the great Steve Cochran at 6. And we will have Fly Jams Friday to kick off your weekend on an R&B and funky note. All right, but first we got Straight Out of Context. This is when you, the listener, listen 24/7, and whenever anybody says anything that you can pull out of context and it sounds dirty, jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Okay, Dan, are we ready?
All right, we begin with Katie and Chad. They heard this. Of our own Esmeralda Leon.
Uh-oh.
I don't like small ones. I just don't like them. Who does? Come on.
Nobody. Okay.
Johnsburg AJ submitted this one of Dave Ennett.
You know, you set me up and then you don't let me finish.
I love it when Dave is featured on Straight Outta Context. I really, really do. Okay.
Eric and Tony emailed this one of Anna Balaval.
Grab a wiener from me.
What happens during the afternoon drive in this
She was
place?
Filling in for Wendy. That's the funny
oh,
thing.
Oh, she was filling in for Wendy. That explains it. You mm-hmm. have to talk like that when right. you're... Okay. All right.
And Wendy will prove that later. Right. Eric also sent in this exchange between Bill Luff, Steve Bertrand, and Anna Balaval.
You can't say you're going to do that if you don't do it, no. So Steve does it.
Once in a while.
Once a day.
Okay.
Kathy heard this one of you.
He went down for some juice. all right.
Carol submitted this one of Harry Tynowitz.
Don't go down looking.
All right. Talking baseball, I would imagine.
While Bill heard this one of Orion Samuelson.
Uh-oh.
Our thanks to the man who turns all the knobs at the right time.
Big O. All right.
Brian submitted this one of Lou Manfredini.
Oh, here you go, Esmeralda.
Because I was playing with it here. Oh, I could play with this all day.
What's going on? Okay.
Ken in Milwaukee heard this one of Judy Pilak.
They're going to make us sweat and wait and do it in seven.
All right.
Tinker Bob and Paul sent in this one of Esmeralda.
I mean, there's goo everywhere.
All right.
The Hawk of May heard this one of Bill Luff.
The bigger, the more fun is for me.
Uh-oh. All right. He agrees with Esmeralda.
Mm-hmm, apparently.
Okay.
All right. Jesse's responsible for the next couple ones. First up, Dean Richards.
I'm going to blow the whole thing right now.
Okay.
And then Wendy Snyder.
All right, I hit it twice. Hit it one more time.
All right.
And another one of Wendy.
They all look so different. Different shapes, sizes.
Wow. Okay.
And another one of Wendy.
If you want to, do Bill Leff.
Oh, boy. She's making up for lost time, huh?
Mm-hmm. And then Eric sends this one of Wendy and Bill.
Try not to suck.
I'll try to. I can't promise. I'm going to try. We'll see what happens.
Okay.
Jay Bird submitted this one of Steve Dale.
I can't get it up.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Ken in Milwaukee emailed this one of Kevin Powell.
Give her an inch.
Esmeralda doesn't want that. All right.
Adria and Paul sent in this one of you.
Mine is short. Oh, that's nice. Okay.
A texter from the 585 area code, and Katie heard this one of you.
I may as well just pitch a tent there. Like, you know, I've used that phrase before, and every time it comes out of my mouth, I know. All right.
And another one of you from Matthew.
Oh, man. Ooh, tight. God. Oh, man. Oh.
And finally, Mike. And then another Mike brings us this one of Wendy and Bill.
Put your rubbers on.
Not a problem.
Okay.
Spies.
Hey.
Someone took your plans away. So what's all of us?
Yeah.
Spies. 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 Like us.
That's right. All right. Well, you know what this is. This is Nick D's show, Spies. That's when you listen 24/7 whenever anybody at any time mentions me or the show in any capacity. Jot down all the info. Send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Okay, what do we got?
Our spies this week are Wild Bill, Brad, and Brian. First up, our own Esmeralda Leon. She was filling in for Matt Bubala with John Hansen last week, and they were talking about weird things your pets might not enjoy or facts about your pets, including your cats, and it brought up this conversation.
Chances are your cats hate music. Huh.
Oh, I can attest to that.
Really?
Mine hates Lady Gaga when I sing it.
When you sing,
I'm
okay.
Not joking.
Really?
I was, I think Bad Romance, when that came out, I remember seeing it in my shower. My cat came into the shower. Like, she stuck her head behind the curtain. She was, like, pawing at the. I'm like, what is going on? She freaked out because I was singing Lady Gaga.
Interesting.
I think it's just
Bad Romance.
Yeah.
I was trying
she
to think of a
like
cat-related Lady Gaga song.
She wasn't digging it at all.
Maybe it was certain frequencies you were hitting.
I think
that
so.
That she just didn't care for.
I mean, as whenever I'm on Nick D's show,
yeah.
We play pop-up video, the board mm-hmm. game, and I have to sing sometimes, and I do say that the feral cats come running. So.
There you go. All right. And we do. We'll play pop-up video again sometime next week.
Yeah, we can't. Can't keep my fan base waiting.
No, that's right. Your fan base of felines. Okay.
And Dave
And Dave Ennis.
Dave Ennis, the Cat King.
Yeah, the Cat King. There, yeah, that's right. He's got the ESP control over cats, we discovered.
Another one from Esmeralda and John Shift. John was mentioning how happy he was. He's going to be up early enough to listen to Lou Manfredini since their shift ended at 5, and it led to this.
Like, I'll hear a little thing, and I'm like, oh, I could try that.
I like him because he's always on Straight Out of Context.
Oh, right.
On Nick's show.
Right,
right. He's the best ones.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. Lou Manfredini's are my favorite.
Yeah. And he's such a great guy, too.
Yeah. And he provides us with a lot of entertainment every Friday.
He does. Speaking of entertainment, we should remind people that John and Esmeralda will be in for Dave Plyer on Saturday into Sunday morning.
And you get an extra hour.
Yes.
You get an extra hour.
4 hours for the price of three.
That's right. Okay.
All right. Next up, Dean Richards and Sam Panayotovich were talking about seventh inning stretch singers. And you came up as part of the conversation.
My favorite seventh inning stretch that I was there for was when it was the last year of the Cubs on GN.
Yeah.
And it was Patty Vasquez, Nick DiGilio, Pete McMurray.
Yeah.
And they cut their mics off. Have you ever heard the audio of this?
No.
They go, and now from WGN Radio, Patty Vasquez, Nick DiGilio, Pete McMurray. The microphones never went on.
Click.
It's like the scene in Airplane when Johnny pulls the plug out of the wall. That's what I pictured.
Yeah, that was hilarious. Okay.
All right, last one. This is a quick one. Patty, after the Game 6 win, had a feeling you'd be a happy man.
More in just a moment. And Nick D's coming up. I'm going to go ahead and guess that Nick D's pretty excited, too. Yay!
All right.